Good morning. This is your Tesla Daily Update for Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. Tesla shares ended Monday's session essentially flat at $330.88, holding steady against a prior close of $330.88. Trading volume was light, and the stock remains well below its 52-week high of $498.83, but well above its 52-week low of $297.38. Because United States markets have not yet opened for Tuesday's session at the time of recording, today's market discussion reflects the most recent verified close from Monday. In product news, Tesla's chief designer, Franz von Holzhausen, said a new Roadster is coming very soon. The statement came on the latest episode of a popular car podcast, and it marks another in a long series of teaser comments since Tesla first unveiled the second-generation Roadster in 2017. The Roadster was originally promised for 2020, but production timing has slipped multiple times as Tesla focused on Model Y, Cybertruck, and the upcoming Cybercab. Speaking of Cybercab, Tesla posted photos today of what it is calling the first Cybercab with a Starlink antenna built into the vehicle. The pictures show a gold Cybercab parked at Gigafactory, Texas, with the satellite internet antenna integrated cleanly into the bodywork. The integration suggests Tesla is positioning the robo-taxi for always-connected operation, which would be critical for autonomous dispatch and remote fleet management. In regulatory news, Tesla has acknowledged a power conversion system defect in pre-2026 Cybertrucks and is extending the warranty on those vehicles to 8 years, or 150,000 miles. The reversal follows months of owner complaints about high-voltage warnings and drivetrain shutdowns. Tesla confirmed the change in an internal service bulletin distributed to technicians this week. In California incentive news, Tesla exhausted its entire share of the state's new My First EV rebate program in just 5 days. The rebate only went live for Tesla buyers on August 3rd. And buyers claimed roughly half of Tesla's allocation within hours before the program was fully tapped. The rapid uptake highlights both strong demand and how quickly incentive budgets can disappear once a major automaker joins. Finally, in energy storage news, a 500 megawatt-hour Tesla Megapack battery has just gone live in Texas. The Megapacks are now helping support the Texas grid at Ørsted's new 250-megawatt Old 300 battery storage project. It is one of the largest single-site storage deployments tied to Tesla hardware so far this year. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.